There are calls this week for Seattle's gun tax to be higher, but firearms dealers, the ones paying the tax, say it could make them leave town. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
In the first year of the gun tax, 2016, it raised much less than the city predicted it would. That meant less revenue in the pool to fund gun violence research. And it's one reason city council candidates support raising the tax. Candidate John Grant says if elected, he'd propose doubling it to $50 per firearm.
And I think the gun industry has a responsibility to help share the cost of that research, to try to curb gun violence.
His election opponent is Teresa Mosqueda. She says she's happy to look at doubling the tax, but if she's elected...
Most importantly, though, I would be working with city, county, and state officials to actually get at the root causes of gun violence.
As the candidates weigh in on firearms, the largest gun dealer left in Seattle is considering moving. Staff at Outdoor Emporium say sales have been down, especially on ammunition, and the owners are considering taking business to another city where there's no gun tax. And that could mean very low gun tax revenue for the city of Seattle. About 80% of the revenue so far has come from Outdoor Emporium. Employees say if the tax doubles, a move is certain. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.